This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, or is it, with a brand new United States Senator taking the place of the late and much lamented Dianne Feinstein. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, gets to be the only vote. It's a one-vote election. And he is the only voter, the governor of California. He has appointed a black female activist who is president of Emily's List. Her name is LaFonza Romanique Butler. And she is also described in one of the announcements about this as a lesbian powerhouse. And she is partnered with another woman. She is obviously a very strong. Emily's List is a very pro, as they call it, abortion rights. You could say, in their case of Emily's List, pro-abortion, and which goes around the country supporting various female candidates who are deeply committed to abortion rights. So what's interesting about this is that it does show you some of the differences in the Democratic Party. This is a much more left-leaning Democrat than Dianne Feinstein was, who always tried to position herself, at least to some extent, as a moderate. But LaFonza Butler is, she's going to be taking the oath of office. She's going to be sworn in on Wednesday by Vice President Kamala Harris, who was the last Senate appointment that Governor Newsom had to make. He appointed to replace Kamala Harris Alex Padilla, who was a very successful Latino politician, obviously, in California, was Secretary of State in California. And what's amazing about this situation is Newsom had been under pressure to appoint Barbara Lee, who is another black woman from Oakland, Oakland-Berkeley, actually. And Barbara Lee is one of the three candidates, leading candidates, who are running for the Senate seat. And you could say running for the Democratic nomination, but there is no real Democratic nomination in California. The way it works is it's a wide-open primary, and the top two vote-getters in the primary, whether it's two Democrats, as it probably will be, given that it's California, or one Democrat, one Republican, or two Republicans for that matter, it's the two top vote-getters in the state. And they almost surely will be Adam Schiff, who is running a very well-funded and aggressive campaign. You remember him. He is the Democrat who basically quarterbacked both of the failed impeachment attempts against President Trump. Katie Porter, who is another California congressman, and Barbara Lee, those are the three top candidates for the Senate seat. And here's what's fascinating is he had said, Governor Newsom, that he wasn't going to appoint any of those candidates because he thought that was unfair. These are people who have already launched their campaigns. He shouldn't terminate their campaigns. But what he may have done is thrown in by appointing the new senator, LaFonza Butler. By appointing her, she may end up being one of the finalists as well. She is not prohibited in any way from running herself in that for that Senate seat, with the primary coming up in spring of 2024, next year, and then of course the final election for the full 6-year Senate term coming in November of 2024. And speaking of November and 2024, there is a new piece at the Spectator by Ben Domenech. And he reports that a week from today, Robert F. Kennedy plans to make an announcement in Philadelphia that will almost certainly entail running for president as a third-party candidate. The signs have been there for months that RFK Jr. Has a unique political appeal, and he would be crushed by the Democratic Party's process, which is heavily skewed toward renominating Joe Biden by acclamation. The possibility of Biden debating Kennedy was always out of the question, not because they don't take his challenge seriously, but because for all their public dismissiveness, Democratic leadership takes it very seriously indeed. I think that when it comes to debates, Joe Biden, for reasons that anyone can gather just listening to him, even when he's speaking about good news like announcing the avoidance of the government shutdown, he has a tough time. He is not the same kind of lively debater that he was when he debated in vice presidential debates against Sarah Palin first and then later against Paul Ryan. The logistics of an RFK independent run would be the challenge, unless, given the unique changes that have taken place in their leadership over the past few years, he is able to run under the standard of the Libertarian Party. According to the New York Times, Kennedy already met with party chair Angela McCardle over the summer. Already on the ballot in all 50 states, the party would offer Kennedy the chance to skip a major challenge for outsider candidates, presuming that he can win the nomination of the Libertarians over the objections of delegates who find him insufficiently Libertarian. Look, the Libertarian Party was a major factor in the election of 2016. The Libertarian candidate, who was Gary Johnson, who was a former governor of New Mexico, who was basically noted as being pro-pot, Gary Johnson got 3.3%. And is that enough to make a difference? Well, it is. At least according to a super PAC backing RFK, the concerns that that Kennedy would take votes away from Biden may not turn out to be true. At least according to that super PAC backing RFK, these concerns are overblown. In a poll commissioned through John Zogby, leading pollster, they find that Trump and Biden would be statistically tied at 38% each if Kennedy were in the race, with a third-party candidacy garnering 19% of voter support. Now, that number is very important because generally the standard has been 15%. You may remember that they had three-way debates, but when Ross Perot was running. And what's fascinating here is when John Anderson was running as a third-party candidate, as an independent candidate, having sought the Republican nomination and not done too well, he at one point was getting 21%, so he was invited to the debate. Jimmy Carter, the incumbent president, refused to participate. Would Biden refuse to participate if the debate is with Trump and Kennedy? Given the divisive nature of this political moment, only one party nominating a aged swaying president, and the other bent on nominating a candidate who would spend more days in the courtroom than on the campaign trail, the appeal of a third option is hardly...
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah!
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Michael Medved show. It's amazing to me that we have two prominent conservative legal scholars who are frequently on this show. John Yoo, a professor of law at University of California at Berkeley, that law school, and Andrew McCarthy of Fox News, former federal prosecutor John Yoo was a in the Justice Department in the Bush administration. What's fascinating about these two is they disagree on the impact or the result or the course of the current trial that President Trump is participating in. He's participating, of course, not because he's taken the witness stand yet, but he will. He apparently will and is not planning to simply say, I decline to answer for fear that it may incriminate me. It's not going to be a Fifth Amendment response one time after another, as it was in a previous legal proceeding. The Andrew McCarthy believes that the judge may have gone too far in the civil case against Trump. And John Yoo has been saying that Trump knows he's going to lose this one. I find that hard to believe, because if he knew he was going to lose, hard to understand why he would decide, because it was not required that he be there for the opening of this trial, and it's not a trial that has any participation by a jury at all. It's all by Judge Engoron. And Engoron, I think, is the way he pronounces it. And it's all up to this one individual. And this is why legal expert John Yoo on Fox News said this about President Trump and his interpretation of what was going on. This is clip 11.
There's a political strategy, a legal strategy. I actually think they're at great odds. I think that Trump has already decided he's going to lose on the law. Last week, the judge already made all the key findings against him. So what I think President Trump has done is turn this all into a political strategy. What you just heard, I like what Bill said. This was the opening statement. I would just change it. I would say it was the acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. Because everything he said, whether it's true or not, is all aimed at the political sphere. Everything he said could only make sure that he's going to lose, attacking the judge for being rogue, saying the main prosecutor, the attorney general, is racist. Now there's no way that this judge is going to find at all in the favor of President Trump. And I think on appeal he's going to lose, because this is not the kind of case appeal judges are going to want to get involved in and reverse factual findings by the trial judge. So I think what you're seeing here is actually throwing in the towel on the law and using it instead as a platform to amplify his political message. But that political message will tube and tank his ability to prevail at all in this legal
process. Okay. In other words, what John Yoo is saying is the same thing that Andy McCarthy says, which is that there's a question here of the law, in which case Trump is in trouble and has a very, very scant chance of winning with this one judge who has already given summary judgment about Trump being guilty of fraud for a full generation, and then passing on the fraud to his children, who are also subject to prosecution, to this, pardon me, it is a civil case, so it's not prosecution. The question here, though, becomes, is it actually going to help him politically? It seems, and it's become almost a cliche. It's weird, and I'm not even sure I believe it. But according to most of the polling data that comes out, whenever Trump has a new indictment, whenever he has a new legal problem, whenever there is a new sense that he is being persecuted by the establishment, his support goes up, and he does better and better in the fight for the Republican nomination. Andrew McCarthy writes in The Messenger, did a judge go too far in New York civil case against Trump? And he writes, the ruling by a New York State judge last Tuesday, putting Trump out of business in the Big Apple, the longtime center of his real estate empire, illustrates two things. First, to what will be the surprise of absolutely no one, Trump has a strained relationship with the truth. Put less charitably, he lies. A lot. Lies are the coin of the political realm, where lack of scruples is regarded as being transactional, an asset. Alas, in finance, where the transactions involve actual assets, to make a habit of misrepresentation is to make oneself a target of lawsuits, such as the massive civil fraud case brought against Trump by one of his political nemesis, New York's elected Democratic Attorney General Letitia James. Letitia James kicked off the proceedings at the very beginning and had this to say. This is clip one.
Today, we will prove our other claims. My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it. The law is both powerful and fragile. And today in court, we will prove our case. I thank you all for being here. And again, justice will prevail. Thank you.
Donald Trump also spoke before the trial formally opened. And what the former president had to say was this. This is clip two.
I built a great company. It's got tremendous value. It's got some of the greatest real estate assets in the world. And now I have to go before a rogue judge as a continuation of Russia, 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 as a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. And I don't think the people of this country are going to stand for it. If I weren't leading in all the polls, or if I weren't running, I wouldn't have any of these cases. I wouldn't be seeing you this morning. But I'll be seeing a lot of you, because this is a horrible thing that's happening to our country, and we've got to get it straightened away. So we'll go in and see our rogue judge, and we'll listen to this man, and I think most people get it. People are getting it. I can tell you the voters getting it, because every time they give me a fake indictment, I go up in the polls, and that's never happened before.
Okay, and then he came out during lunch hour and did more attacks on the judge and the prosecutor, the New York Attorney General. So where does it go? And does anybody out there, because of this case, feel more supportive of Trump than before? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. During his fraud trial, which began today, former President Trump continued to criticize New York's Attorney General.
You have a radical left Attorney General like Letitia James, who's a disgrace to our country, who got elected on the fact that she's going to take down President Trump.
James alleges that Trump and his family inflated his net worth to gain better terms from lenders and insurers. The 18-day United Auto Workers strike continues. General Motors recently laying off about 160 workers indefinitely. UAW President Sean Fain expanded the strike, accusing Ford and GM of a lack of progress in negotiations. Tonight's Powerball jackpot has surpassed $1 billion. That's confirmed by lottery officials. Since July, no one has claimed the top prize. This is the fourth time the grand prize has exceeded the $1 billion threshold. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, is it a good strategy for President Trump to spend so much time? He did close to 50 different social media messages on his Truth Social website, including a very long letter condemning Judge Engoron and condemning Letitia James, the whole prosecution of him. And remember, we just played it for you. He just said, I don't think the American people are going to stand for it. So what is he suggesting? He's suggesting that the American people are going to take it to the streets to protect the overvaluation of Trump Organization properties? Really? Eli Honig, who's a political commentator for CNN, said that that he believes that President Trump was attacking the New York judge to set the stage for an ultimate appeal. In other words, they're now estimating the trial, which has begun today, had its first day today. It could last for 3 months till December, and then, of course, with appeals, it could last much longer than that, going right through the campaign, where people are talking and deciding in a judicial process about just how dishonest and unscrupulous and fraudulent a businessman Trump happened to be. This is clip 13.
It's a counterintuitive strategy to openly attack the person who's going to be rendering the verdict in this case, the judge. It seems to me Donald Trump's strategy here is essentially damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. He understands he's not going to kiss up to this judge. He's not going to try to please this judge. I think he realizes he's going to lose. As John said, he already has lost the first count, the most important count. I think he's trying to, A, make a political appeal. B, I think his legal approach here is going to be his lawyers. They're going to be hoping to set the stage for appeal, hoping that they can find something that was procedurally incorrect, find some sort of bias in the judge that will justify an appeal. But he's leaning into this for sure.
Okay, and Andy McCarthy writes that the strongest argument that Trump has is not that he didn't lie, because the lies are very, very well documented. I mean, he lied about the square footage of his own domicile, of the place where he lived in Trump Tower, suggesting it was over 30,000 square feet and it was a measly 11,000 square feet. Still a pretty big and worthwhile home, but it was overpriced by a factor of about 10 to 1, according to the evidence in the indictment against him and in the summary judgment, where the judge already found that President Trump was a fraudulent businessman. And putting aside the lack of harm, is the big case being made by Trump's lawyers, is that even though he misled banks and he got loans to which he wasn't entitled, he's paid all those loans back. He hasn't stiffed people. There have been no major losses based upon his fraudulent activity, and what they're saying is it's no harm, no foul. Yet that's not what's going on here, says Andy McCarthy. The Angoran and James are not just stripping Trump of his earnings, they are putting him out of business. Not just him, but his two adult sons, some other Trump Organization executives, and the Trump Organization itself, including the array of entities operating under its umbrella. Without proof of any crime or any damage, New York State is imposing the corporate death penalty. This is not to defend Trump's business practices, writes Andy McCarthy. When I said that he lies a lot, that wasn't just an observation, it's his defense. So much so that, as Angoran gleefully recounts, his statements of financial condition customarily include what Trump himself describes as a worthless clause. That's a disclaimer, roughly translated as, I wouldn't rely on any of this if I were you. Angoran finds that between 2014 and 2021, Trump and his co-defendants overvalued assets between $812 million and $2.2 billion. And some of the whoppers are jaw-dropping. Trump overstated the 10,996 square feet of his Trump Tower apartment as 30,000 square feet, a 200% inflation that had him pegging its worth as $327 million at a time when the highest sale for a comparable New York luxury triplex on record was $88 million. So, namely, one-third as much. And it goes on, and McCarthy concludes this way. He says, whatever you think of Donald Trump, the existential punishment is wildly out of proportion with the negligible harm. For a non-crime in which no one suffered harm, in which misrepresentations were made, not to saps, but to sophisticated financial actors who do their own due diligence on valuations, progressive Democrats are closing down a long-established business of a man who, before he became their political enemy, was celebrated as an iconic a New York real estate broker. This is a trial that is going to go on for a great deal of time, and I can't imagine that it's going to have a profound impact on his campaign, either positively or negatively. However, the more intensely he decides to try to attack the judge and the proceedings, I think the worse it's going to be for him. Meanwhile, there is the ongoing debate about Ukraine, where President Trump has certainly been one of the people who has been opposed to the United States' strong support for Ukraine, which is going to apparently resume based upon a back-channel agreement that was reached involving the avoidance of the government shutdown. But there's a piece by Max Boot, who a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who writes brilliantly about foreign affairs. And one of the things that he is saying is that actually, leaving aside any of the phony investments that Trump was peddling, where, again, there's so much here about how the other half lives. And yes, it probably will have leave impressions or questions about Trump's business brilliance and reliability. But in any event, on the Ukraine, is Ukraine a good investment for the United States? That is one of the most significant questions we face right now. We're going to be talking about a column by Max Boot on the Council on Foreign Relations that talks about what a good investment Ukraine is. Now, with actually billions of dollars and $6 billion that Ukraine just had delayed because the deal made in Congress, how do you say it's a good investment? What do American taxpayers get in return? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hardly makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned Max Boot's column at the Washington Post and then syndicated all around the country. The headline, Ukraine aid is a great investment. Don't let MAGA Republicans end it. And again, it appears very clear that the strong feelings of most Republicans and virtually all the Democrats about continuing Ukraine aid is going to determine that Max Boot gets exactly the direction or the decision being made by our representatives in Congress and both House and the Senate that he advocates. He writes, yes, in absolute terms, Washington has given a lot of money to Ukraine. $76.8 billion in total assistance over the last 2 years, including $46.6 billion in military aid. In other words, about half the aid that we've given them is military, a little bit more than half, and a little bit less than half has been for humanitarian assistance and rebuilding and providing hospitals and fixing schools and basically the necessities of life. But that's a tiny portion, that $76.8 billion. It is 0.65%, in other words, less than 1% of the total federal spending in the past 2 years, which has been $11.8 trillion. With the U.S. and other Western aid, Ukraine has been able to stop the Russian onslaught and begin to roll it back. In the process, Russia has lost an estimated 120,000 soldiers and 170,000 to 180,000 have been injured. Russia has also lost an estimated 2,329 tanks. It's a lot of tanks. Think about it. 2,817 infantry fighting vehicles, 2,868 trucks and jeeps, 354 armored personnel carriers, 538 self-proclaimed artillery vehicles, and a partridge in a pear tree. Plus, they've lost 92 fixed-wing aircraft and 106 helicopters. The Russian armed forces have been devastated, thereby reducing the risk to frontline NATO states such as Poland and the Baltic republics, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, that the United States is treaty-bound to protect. And all of that has been accomplished without having to put a single U.S. soldier at risk on the front lines. Republicans often complain that the United States is doing the heavy lifting and our European allies aren't doing their fair share, writes Max Boot. That's not true in the case of Ukraine. This summer, the Kiel Institute for the World Economy reported that, quote, Europe has clearly overtaken the United States in promised aid to Ukraine, with total European commitments now being twice as large as the American commitments. Yet despite the growing European assistance, Ukraine still relies on U.S. support. Even combined, Europe and the United States can barely keep up with Ukraine's need for artillery, ammunition, and other munitions as it wages an industrialized war of attrition. By funding Ukraine, we are strengthening transatlantic ties and keeping faith with our closest allies. If we were to cut off Ukraine, that would be an unspeakable betrayal, not only of the people of Ukraine, but also of all of Europe. Stopping Russian aggression is an existential issue for the entire continent. Cutting off Ukraine would mean that the United States is turning its back on its post-1945 security commitment to Europe, a commitment that has underpinned the longest period without a major power conflict since the emergence of the modern state system in the 1600s. Supporting Ukraine, he concludes, is also needed to deter Chinese aggression. Some on the right claim that the war in Ukraine is a distraction from the Pacific, but that's not how the Taiwanese see it. Taiwan's representative in Washington noted this year that supporting Ukraine, as Taiwan is doing with humanitarian assistance, will help to deter any consideration or miscalculation that an invasion can be conducted unpunished. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, was on CBS's Face the Nation, and he's a big supporter of President Trump, as I think everybody knows. But he said this about the idea of pulling the plug on Ukraine. Clip 17.
What I'll say about President Trump. He did not pull the plug on Afghanistan, even though he wanted to. The biggest mistake we've made since the war on terror is withdrawing from Afghanistan. To President Trump and anybody else, if we pull the plug on Ukraine, that's 10 times worse than Afghanistan. There goes Taiwan. To stop funding Ukraine is a death sentence for Taiwan. Putin will keep going. You missed all of World War II if you don't know how this movie ends. To the Republicans who say Ukraine doesn't matter to us, you're wrong. Respectfully, you're wrong. The war gets bigger, not smaller. There goes Taiwan. If Ukraine can beat Russia, China's less likely to invade Taiwan, and Putin gets stopped.
And there's also this statement from the only Democrat. There was only one Democrat of the 212 Democrats in the House of Representatives. They all voted to support the continuing resolution. There's only one Democrat who voted against it, Mike Quigley of Illinois, who I mentioned. And he explained to CNN why he did so, why he didn't vote for the continuing resolution. Listen.
Putin is celebrating. Two things happened this week of historic qualities. Number one, the Reagan doctrine is officially dead in the Republican Party. They voted against, in their caucus, funding for Ukraine. Today we saw the second part of that. We got 45 days to fix it. I don't see how the dynamics change in 45 days. Like, oh, well, I'm more worried about Americans than Ukrainians. It's a false choice. This is all about, if you want to be America first, you better support Ukraine.
Okay, if you want to be America first, you better support Ukraine. As Max Boot, again, writes at the very end of his column, which we've posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, once upon a time, Republicans understood the need to resist the evil empire. As a former Republican, it sickens me to see so many Republicans so eager to do Moscow's bidding, But mercifully, the vast majority of members of Congress, including most Republicans, still staunchly support Ukraine. McCarthy cannot let the MAGA caucus block the best investment the United States can make in our own security. It seems to me that that makes the case very powerfully, together with another column written by Max Boot, which asks the question, what Ukraine needs to win the war against Russia. And what they point out is Kyiv needs more of everything, including air defense ammunition, artillery shells, tanks, and long-range missiles, to continue targeting Russian bases in Crimea. So far, the West has provided most of what Ukraine has asked for, but much more slowly and in much smaller quantities than necessary. The United States, for example, has just delivered the first M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine and eventually aims to provide 31 tanks, which will be sufficient for just one Ukrainian battalion. In other words, when you have people who are willing to risk their lives, to risk their homes, to give up everything to fight against this evil power, and by the way, one of the most ridiculous things that has infected too much thinking is that somehow Putin stands up for conservative values or for religious values or for anything other than autocracy. And isn't it strange, President Trump today, when he was being facing the judgments against him in New York court for overstating the value of his wealth, brought up the Russia hoax. He said, this is like Russia, Russia, Russia. I don't see it. And any identification of Vladimir Putin with any cause makes that cause less credible and less worthy of support from people who love and live in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.